that Rach was able to say that when the nations heard about the Kriyas Yamsa, they were so shivered, so frightened, the Afilu Akushe Namile Akshe, that all the Goyim, the kings, were not able to have Tashmish. They were not able to live with Rach of Azayna. Their Eidah did not become hard. They were so afraid. So there is the question of Mino Yoda. How did Rach of Azayna know this? So the Yalam Makos will own. There was no prince or leader that did not come and live with Rachav Azayna. So she knew exactly how they all were, and she knew that once they all heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, they were not able to have Tashmish anymore. And the Gemara says about Rachav Azayna, Omru, that the Bas Yud Shanim Hoysa, she was 10 years old, Kishi Yotzi Yisroeli Mitzrayim, when Kriyas went out of Mitzrayim. Vizinsa Kol Men Shana. And all 40 years, the Christ was in the Midbar, she was having Znus with all the kings. So you saw the Midbar. Now, Acha Nun Shana, after 50 years, now this guy, now she become a Ger. Omri, she said, Yei Mokhuli, that all the Znus that had should be Mokhuli, so she forgive me, to Schav with the reward, Chevel, Chaloyna Pishtim. That when the messengers, the spies of Yeshua came, that she gave them the string to go down the window, that she hid them in Pishtim. So the tzchus there, she should be most on all the tzchus. So it's nice for the care, I mean, that the malachim, the kings had tzchus with her for 40 years. But just right after they heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, at that time, they weren't able to have tashmish. That time they were so frightened. Re'nechmami, afterwards they were able to have tashmish again with her. Now the Gemara says, oh, my mama, we see also before in the Braisa, the young people come from this man as they show him last his king. That Goyim, as the man is there, they have no Rissa Shkutechut. They don't allow to bring the Korban now on the Bama. The one says, we know how to nearly, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbana will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Dabur of B'nai Yisrael. So we dashin B'nai Yisrael, Mitzuvah Ma'ashkutechut. There's only an Issa, Achiyat Korus for Yisrael, to Shech the Korban as the man is there, Bachut, outside the base of Midish. For a Jew, there's no more Heter Habamit. But the Einoiv Vikichovim Mitzvah Maschut Echutz. There's no list of Shchut Echutz on a Goy. A Goy is allowed to bring a Korbin Bizman Azir. The Sikach therefore Kol Echod V'Yechod Bono Loi Bomo Liatzmoi. Every single Goy has permission to build himself a Bomo. Even right here in LA, they could build themselves Bomos. Or Makrev Olehem Kol Mashi Yitzur. They're allowed to bring all types of Kabonis that they want. The Yisra Shchut Echutz only applies to Yisrael. That's the Pasuk of Davro, but they Yisrael, and not Goyim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Acho, Omer Rabbi Asi, but also Lisayeyim, we're not allowed to help them go bring the Korban. Rashi says, the Shas Yisra Bomis, the Goyim is Manazer, the Dushas Yishlayim Einach Reheta, and once we have Yishlayim, there's no Heter afterwards. So we cannot help them bring the Korban, Bachutz, we can't help them for Throth, it's an Avera. So last week, because the Rosh, we can't bring a korban for them. We can't be a shliach from them. We can't bring a korban b'chutz. Omer Rabbo, Rabbi says you should know, uli yarinulhu shari. But we're allowed to teach them how to bring a korban. Not we're allowed to. And kihol, like it happened to Maisa, the ifra humiza, which was imod shavu malka. She was the mother of the king shavu. Now shadra kubonu l'rova. She sent the korban to Rava, and Sholchilei Askuyin Alel Hashem Shemayim. She sent the korban to Rava, telling him, "Please, I want you to be mindful of this korban, Hashem Shemayim. I want you to bring the korban as much as there for me." So Amulul Rav Safra, Ul Rav Acha Bar Huna. So Rava said to Rav Safra, "Rav Acha Bar Huna, Zilu v'Dabru Trei Umei Guloi." So Rashi, like Rashi says, it means go fetch me, go get me two goyim, two bochrim, they are the same age, and let them bring the korban. And the chos will see hecha demaspi yoma, go to a place where the ocean spits out like shirkin, like fresh mud, or take the cement that was not used yet by the neyodim. The shoklu tzivi charati, and take new branches of wood that were not used yet. The afiku nura mimora charato. And make fire from a fresh matchlight. The Askun Alel Hashem Shemayim, let them bring a korban with this type of a brahma. So the kitchen Rava told two goyim to bring the korban, but he was matbid that the wood and the mud that was used for the korban, for the Bama should be new ones that were not used yet by Bnei Adam. But he held even for a Bama, he cannot use wood that was used for Chulin. It has to be only that was meant for Hegdish. So Amalai Abai, Abai says back to Rabbi Kaman, who you saying like Rav Lezer ben Shemua? Look, with the time he learned like this. Rav Lezer ben Shemua, he says like this. Man Mizbeach, when you stomach for Hegdish, just like the Mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash has to be made from wood that a Hegdish, a normal person, did not use yet, is off 8 sin, Shalay Yishtamish ben Hegdish. Who was in the wood that they used to burn on the Mizbeach has to be fresh wood that was not used by a Hegdish yet. So the Chura, he learns, Rav learned just that this was a din by the Beis Hamikdash, by the who are din by a bomber also. So the more the question, Rav, no, I've made Rav Lezer ben Shuma b'bomber. I'll bring you proof that Rav Lezer ben Shuma, even though he says this halacha, negated to the Beis Hamikdash, was negated to the bomber, he agrees, was negated to the bomber, he agrees that the wood that you use for the fire does not have to be fresh wood, because it would be from Kalim that was already used by the Nayadim. With the Kasha and Rava, how come Rava was makpid here on this Bama and the wood that was going to be used to burn on the Bama to be new fresh wood that was not used yet? Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, the Gemara being a proof now that Rav Lezer ben Shmuel agrees by a Bama that the wood does not have to be fresh wood, only for the Mizbeach has to be the wood, but not by a Bama. The Tanya went like this. That cost of Echrayma. One person in the Rayyam says that Vayi came David Li Arnon Bamokam Shiklei Zov Mishkal Shesh Mayas. So when David bought the wood to build the Beis Hamikdash of Arnon, or when he bought the wood, we'll see the wood that he used then by David was from his Beach, was for Bamram, the kids he paid 600 Shkolim. That's how much he paid. That's what it says over here in Divrei Yamin. Or excuse another Pasik. In Shmuel it says, in Shmuel Bezer says, that Vayikain David et Agurin, David bought the Gurin via Sabokal and the animals, the Kesel Shkolim Chamishim. He only had to pay 50 Shkolim. The Chorus is zero. One place it says he paid 600, and one place it says he paid 50. Okay, to that could that be? So the idea is, Goyza Mikol Shevet Mishevet Chamishim. He collected 50 Shkolim from each Shevet. Shehein, Shei Shmeyus. Altogether, 50 times 12 is 600. That's one shot. Rebbe Yaina Mishum Abba Yaisi, then the story like this, that Boker V'yaitzin or Mokim Mizbeach Benun. He bought for 50 Shkolim the Boker, the Eitzim, and the Mokim of the Mizbeach. For Chol HaBayis, for the place to build the whole Beis Hamikdash, the whole house, the whole Bayis, Kula B'Shei Shmeyus, that he spent 600 for. Now Rebbe Lezer Ben Shmuel Aymer, that Boker V'yaitzin or Mokim Mizbeach Benun, the Cholabayas Kula B'Shei Shmeyas. The Chura, they both saying the same thing. Why is it two different on the Yomim? That Rabbi Yomim said, first Rabbi says, Mishum Abi Yosef Ben Dustoi, and then Rabbi Lezer Ben Shmuel. So far, they both saying the exact same thing. That just the Shkolim, he bought the Boker and the Yosef and the Mokim is Beach. And for 600, he bought the Mokim and the Obayas. The Prophet says, Vayemer Arayin El David, Yikach V'yal Adon Yemelech, Atay V'yenov, Reya Bokul Yerla, the Amarigim, the Chola Bokul Yachim. So, Nechura, it says clearly here that Rey sees this Bokul should be for Korban Yerla, the Amarigim, and Kleha Bokul Yachim. The Apostle says clearly here that David used for his Mizbeach, which was a Bama, Marigim at Kalim, and Kleha Bokul. So, the Mashman clearly that David used old Kalim to burn on by his Bama. You see, clearly this is going according to Rav Lezer ben Shmuel. And he's the one that said on the Beis Hamikdash itself, it has to be new fresh wood that was not used yet. And here it's mentioned clearly that by the Bama, David used old wood, Kalim. To quote the Kashan Rover, you see that on the Bama, you do not have to have fresh wood. Gemara says no. The Rover will answer you, Hosam Nami Vicharati. I tell you also, this Kliya Boka that David used was also new Kalim that was never used yet by a Hedget. Now, my Marigim, what is the Marigim? The Pasuk says, use the Marigim. Samun, who it says, Mita Shel Turbo. It was the bed of a turbo. So tomorrow, my Mita Shel Turbo, what is that? What's the Mita Shel Turbo? Om Rabaya, Ize de Karkasko. Ize de Karkasko, de Daishon. De Daishon Bisho.
So Rashi says either the kachasa means a piece of wooden kli that looked like an egg, looked like a goat, made out of wood, and it had a lot of pegs on it. And they used to use this by the threshing. We used to thresh, or the yachas in the douche, after they used to thresh the wheat, or the schat chimenachim tevin, then it becomes tevin. So a kopon was some type of a kli that was used by the threshing. Tenech nami, that's what David used, this type of a kli to burn on his mizbeach, on his bama. But Rav could hold, it was a new kli that was never used yet. Therefore, there was no kashrim, that even on the bama also you have to have new kelim. Omer Abaya, micro, where's the posik? Rashi says, do oise charitzim or mochim modach lo, what's the rad, the turbo means, something that's fit like a threshold. The posik says, hine samticha lemoiret, chorot chodesh ba'apatiyos. She clearly is talking about a kli chorot, a kli chorot, chorot when you're threshing, it says lashon of lemoiret, that's the rad, the shemoiret has to do with a kli that they use the shaft they thresh with. Now the Gemara says, Makrile Rava Lebrei. Rava read out to his son, the Rama Lekru Adadin. He asked the Stephen to cook him. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayitim Dovid Yanan, that David gave the money to Anan. Or Ksiv, it says, Vayikim David. Another thing says that David bought. Okay, Tzad, like this. Goyzen the Koshed of the Shevach Anishim, Shein Sheish Meyas, that he collected Taka 650 Shkolim from each Shevet, which was 600 Shkolim. But Yakati Kashin Adodi, so to see in the Pukim, Hossam Ketzav Hochizov. One Pusik says it was silver, and one says it was gold. Halachi Koma, Goiva Ketzav, he collected silver, the Nishkal Sheish Meyazov. He collected silver, the weight of 600 golden shkolim. So that's how much silver he collected. He collected enough silver that was the value of the weight of 600 golden shkolim. Then the Mishnah says that Kotchim Kalim Necholim B'chol Machni Yisrael. So this the Mishnah is going on that once the Hukam HaMishkan, after they put up the Mishkan, then the Mishnah says it was Nesar HaBomis and the Avoidu was going to Kahanim. And this the Mishnah says Kotchim Kadoshim Necholim Lefnim and Akloyim and Kotchim Kalim was B'chol Machni Yisrael. Machni, even in the Midbar, when they had the Mishkan in the Midbar, Kotchim Kalim was eaten B'chol Machni Yisrael. The question is, what does Machni Yisrael mean? The Gemara says, Amaravuna, the whole Mekhemis Yisrael means any place the Jews were in the Midbar, they were able to eat from the Kotchim Kalim. The Gemara says, Abba Machna lo have they, but a real Machna they did not have in the Midbar. This is the question, is that true? Eisper Rav Nachman Ravuna. So Rav Nachman asked the question back to Ravuna. Well, Machna is the Midbar lo have, is it true what you're saying? But in the Midbar they had no Machnais. I have a tiny well like this. Kishem Shemachna by Midbar, the same way Klai Yisrael had the Machnas, had special tents in the Midbar, Kach Machna by Yushlayim, the same thing had Machnas in Yushlayim, that in Yushlayim, Maharabayas Machna Yisrael, Maharabayas Lashan Niknol is Machna Leviya, Mikan Vielach Machna Shchino, Fehain Hain Kloyim Shem in Midbar, these were considered the curtains like in the Midbar, so it's not even in the Midbar also they had Machnas. Like Rashi says, Vein and Kleisher Midbar means Lefnim Mishan Nikno have a Kemokim Lefnim and Akleim the Mishkan. So they had places, they had the Machnas in the Midbar also. So if they ever rattle like this, if Huna meant to say, Elaimo, Bechomokim, Machni Yisrael, in the Midbar, wherever the Jews were, that was considered Machna Yisrael. Rashi says, Shafimu Bishah Silik Masoyis, and in Solomon, Elamalich and Imoi, that even when they put down the Mishkan, so they couldn't eat the korban then, but they took it with them, and when they put up the Mishkan, there they were able to eat it. I mean, wherever they went, wherever they came, that was called Machne Yisrael, they were able to eat from the Kotchim Kalim. So Mar says, cheat, of course, why not? Mar says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, if Lubi Yitzay, remember when they put down the Mishkan, they started to travel, then it should be Chalab Sud Yitzay on the carpet, on the meat, and it should be also Tita Koshin Kalim when they put back the Mishkan up again. Kamash Malon, that there's no psul. For the Gemara, maybe here, Fiyayim, unless the Yachanam, there is a psul. On Makro, the prophet says, Zinosu Oyel Mayat, that they traveled the Oyel Mayat means, Afa Pishinosu, even though they were traveling, Oyel Mayat, it was called the Oyel Mayat. so it's never really a psul of Yotzei. Tanya learned like this, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Oid Acheres Hoysa, there was another Mokom, the Chayel Ezras Noshimi, that was called the Chayel around the Ezras Noshim. But Rashi says, it means to say, Machne Reviyat, it was a fourth tent, a fourth place, which was Chaluk in Maharabayis from Yazoro. And Lohoyo Oinshin Ole Ala Nichnas Lovatumba, if somebody was Tomei, he went into this court around the Ezras Noshim, he was not Chayiv. That's called the Chayiv of the court around the Ezras Noshim. Lohoyo Oinshin Ole, the person that's Tomei went in there, was not, he didn't get a punishment. Over Shiloi, when they brought the Nishkin into Shiloi, Lohoyo Yelishne Machnas Avad, there they only had two Machnas. For the Gemara Haimin Ayla Hevi, and which one of the real three were not there by Mishkan Shiloi? So Amarabba Mistavra the Machna Levi Avoi, and the son of Machna Levi was there. He, Chosif, in the son of Levi, Sanko Daitach, Machna Levi Avoi was not there, Nimsa Zobin of Tamei Yemeshim, Mishtakam Chosif Machna Achas. Alright, we'll continue on the next day. We'll stop here, we'll continue on the next day.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Nomer Aleph. Kenya's last Gemara, the last Shaila was on the bottom of the Gemara, Daf Kuf Tezayin Mabez was that Uvishiloi Loihoi Yele Shnei Machnos Bovad. By Mishkan Shiloi, there they only had two Machnos. So the question was, Haimenai Lehevi, which one of the three Machnos were not there by Shiloi? Some Rabbi says, Mistavra Tesmoro to Machna Leviya Havoi. The Ravad, the Machna Leviya, was there. And Rashi says, therefore means the Machna Yisrael who the Chosar. It was missing Machna Yisrael. There was Machna Shechina, Pshita, they had the Mishkan Shiloi. Machna Leviya was also there. So the one that was missing was Machna Yisrael. Rashi says, Yimloi came to Machna Yisrael Heve, to the Machna Leviya. That's the most question now. The Mora says, again, it's Mistavro, that the Machna Leviya Havoi. Because the Sagadaja, if you can tell me to think and say, the Machna Leviya Loi Havoi, that the one that was missing was Machna Leviya. Now we're holding on the top of the Kufi Zayin Amar Aleph. The top.